COVID-19 has caused a lot of stress and anxiety. This is uncharted territory for a lot of people. How do you go about mentally preparing or keeping yourself healthy during a pandemic?
What's happening in the community is here to keep us safe. So although it's very normal and natural to feel anxious, to feel maybe scared, feel like you don't know what's going on, so fear of the unknown, those things are very normal experiences when something like this on such a big, large scale is happening and we're hearing about it. So I think it's important to remember that what we're feeling as a community is very normal. I think it's important to remember that if you are somebody who has an anxiety disorder or a mental health issue, you may notice some increase of symptoms happening. So you may notice that your anxiety or your panic might be increasing. Maybe you're feeling more isolated, more depressed, really worried. There might be a whole host of symptoms when it comes to your mental health capacity and your wellness that might change because of the things that we're hearing about on the news and then just the differences that we're having to kind of different things that we're having to handle that we may have not had to handle before. So changes in our routine, changes in maybe how we do our shopping or how we're budgeting, how we're managing our health, things like medication and where we're going. So even leaving our homes, going to work, all those routines are shifted. So I think one of the main things is for everyone to understand that it is normal. It's okay to recognize those, or it's important to recognize those symptoms, and then to reach out and to talk to people that are in your support circle about some of the things you're feeling.
I'd imagine it's important to emphasize your own mental health, considering it can play a large factor on your physical well-being.
Absolutely. So in the mental health profession and most of the mental health kind of experiences that I have running this clinic and working for Best Self is really our mind and our body are connected. So if we are worried, if we our mental health is really being affected by this crisis that's happening around us, biologically and physically, we're really having a hard time. Your body is going to react in that way. So we know when we're stressed, our bodies and our physical self is impacted negatively. We're more maybe susceptible to sickness, or maybe we're stressed more. So our body's kind of releasing that cortisol and we're feeling, our body might be feeling more tired. Our energy might be impacted. Our mood is certainly impacted, which is, could affect the way we feel about, maybe our appetites are being, affected. Maybe our sleep is being affected. All of our mind and body work together very closely. And I think when, folks and community members and people, especially age groups that are could be really impacted by the coronavirus, the elderly, young children, there are folks that have a lot of questions about this. And those folks are also the people who are most susceptible physically and emotionally to be dealing with some of this stuff. So some suggestions that I have been looking and talking with the folks that I see are really just making sure that you're maintaining as much as a routine as possible. So if you are making sure you're getting 3 healthy meals a day, making sure that you're drinking water, taking care of your body, if you exercising, trying to keep that your physical self really healthy, obviously hand washing, everybody's talking about not touching your face, limiting your contact with touching public things. Those are things to keep our body healthy, but we also need to make sure that we're keeping our emotional health healthy as well. Some of those things are limiting what we're watching on TV, getting the information that we need, but not watching endless amounts of news coverage.